Did you drink your milk?
Yeah.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Did you drink your milk? Now, how many parents ask their children if they have finished their milk? Did you drink your milk? The mother says to the child. Well, now the mother's got eyes in her head and she can see the glasses on the table and the glass is empty or the glass is full. And if the glass is empty, presumably the kid drank the milk. If the glass is full, obviously the kid didn't drink the milk. Now, why does the mother ask such stupid questions? Why does she ask such irresponsible questions? Why does a mother act this way and then expect her children to act responsible and to act with intelligence? Now, why does a mother do things like that? Well, it's the same reason that the nurse says in the hospital, did we take our medicine? Did we go potty yet? Did we have our pill, you know? Did we do our duty? Did we do this? And, you know, it is such an interesting thing. It is supposed to be a loving, caring thing. Now, if the nurse came to the patient in the hospital and said, my, you look wonderful today. You look so perky and so good. You must be feeling wonderful. Well, if the patient was not feeling wonderful, the patient would feel wonderful because the nurse expected the patient to feel wonderful, you know. So if the mother goes to the table and says, well, how are the most wonderful children in the world? The healthiest children in the world. You always eat your food and you always mannerly. I'm so proud of you. I mean, I just don't know. I bubble over every time I think about how wonderful you are. Did you drink your milk, you little things? You know, and what does a child think when a mother does that? Now, the mother is saying that, like the nurse is saying, you know, how are we today, you know. But what is it that the mother is saying, I sort of think you might not have drunk your milk. I sort of think you might not have been cooperative. I sort of think that you are not a very good child, that you're not somebody that's making me proud of you. I sort of think that's what you are. And we have to be very careful with our use of language. Language can get us into all sorts of good stuff or not so good stuff. Now, the good stuff is when it's cooperation, harmony, peace, and love. Now, Ellen was telling us about her son in Paris today. And here it comes. And Ellen was talking to her son on the phone from campus to Paris, France. And we had just been looking at a beautiful video from Paris, France, that one of our students sent us, which is Paris at Night. And it's a 365 view of Paris. Now, those of you on our email should all have received that. And if you haven't received it, let us know. We'll send it to you. Okay, so now, her son called and said, hi, Mommy. And his mother says, hi, sweetheart. And she says, how are you doing in Paris? And he says, oh, it's very interesting. They're having some little mini riots going on around Paris of people with their various problems. And his mother said, well, Diego, you actually saw that? And he says, no. The minute I heard that they were having them, I said, all is peace, all is harmony, and all is right action. And then when I went out in the street, all was peace, harmony, and right action. Wherever I went, everything was balanced. You know, Mom, this philosophy you've been living and teaching me for these so many years, it really works. It's wonderful. Because I went to see my clients. I had to see a number of clients here for the Fintner Bank Corporation, where I'm a vice president here in Switzerland. And I had to go and see them. And every client that I went to see, before I went in to see them, I said, now I recognize your account is in divine order. Everything is working in perfect order. And everything is functioning beautifully for you. Now, if there's anything I can do for you, I want to do that. And then I had that attitude in my mind. And I walked in and I saw the clients, and every client said to me, Mr. Jeremini, well, I would like to increase my holding in your bank. I just became heir to several billion dollars and I want to put them through your bank. Can you handle that? Of course we can handle that. We have many billionaire clients, but we don't promote that sort of thing because that's just natural. And so they just immediately wanted to be part of his banking system. Now, Ellen has been teaching her son and her daughter and her students for years that speak your word and it is done. Think your thought and it is done. You think your thought the minute. If you think the children have not drunk their milk, you say to yourself, my children are healthy, dynamic, vital children. They love their food. They love every food that I give them, and they eat it with great gusto and enthusiasm. And just say it to yourself. And then you go in the kitchen, and you see the children, and the children have finished all of their meals. They've gotten up and put their dishes at the sink, and then one of them is up on the stool by the sink, washing the dishes and making everything beautiful and clean and perfect, and the other one is wiping off the table, and the other one is sweeping the floor. My goodness, what an industrious group, just before they go to school. So everything will be neat for me. And I say, hey kids, you're not leaving anything for me to do. That's okay, Mom. You take a rest, you read your books, you're wonderful. You see, we put the cause in motion. And when we say, did you drink your milk? We doubt. When we say, did you do your lesson? We doubt. When we say, do you think that they are happy here? We doubt. Can anyone ever not be happy in our presence? My goodness, if we think that, then that's the kind of presence that we are creating, is an unhappy presence. And we don't want to create such a silly, unhappy presence. And now, I bet you thought to yourself, Herb, you certainly have some odd titles for your talks. And what are you going to come up with here? And so I came up with the fact that if we expect love, expect fulfillment, expect peace, expect harmony. The streets of Paris are at peace. The children's tummies are rumbling with the wonderful visions of milk fairies and happy as can be. And wherever we go, all is in divine order because that's what we created. Did you drink your milk? I don't have to ask. I know that you always do everything in divine order. And so do I. And isn't it wonderful? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.